You pregnant? Yeah.
Probably.
I'm asking you one more time. You did speak to me really quickly. First of all, won't he do it though? My son's alive, he's well.
Well. Why can't I have another one?
Mm-mm. Nope, I got one. My turn.
Not it.
I don't want that hot potato. She'll only be 25 this year. But she's saving herself for marriage.
Quit, I'm done.
Quit.
It happens again. Won't be up here. You come on, you guys.
Now back to the podcast.
It's your girl, Cold World.
It's Courtney.
It's Young D.
And I. So, get ready for
a petty great time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our first episode at the Group Chat Podcast.
Yes.
_
Yes, thank you for tuning in. We're so excited. So just, you know, we're grateful. We're appreciative. There was a lot of reasons we wanted to start this podcast, and you'll hear about that. So I guess I'll start.
Tell them who you are.
So I'm Nicole, Cold World. I think my Instagram is at _RealColdWorld. They're underscore somewhere in there, mm-hmm. I promise. But
if you go to the group chat
podcast
_ you'll find us.
You'll find me. You'll find every one of us. So that's me, and we'll all introduce our names, our Instagram. Botany.
Yes.
What up, Courtney?
We'll tell y'all Botany later.
Yeah, you can find me at _NoPastel. For those of you who don't know, I'm a fashion designer, so you know. Just want to make sure I throw that out there,
so y'all can
see the exclusive stuff that's on my page.
Okay,
whatever.
Promoting yourself in the first 5 minutes. Moving on.
I'm my biggest
marketing
fan.
So I'm numero uno. It's like, I'm just kidding, guy. I'm 1/4 for the group podcast, the group chat podcast. Let me correct that, y'all. I am D. Don't forget the, you know, she ain't D, because y'all know she ain't D.
Oh, tell us more about that
on the next episode.
What's up? I'm Savage Nye, and I'm also Leon's mom. So find me at Leon's _mom.
Great kid.
Awesome kid. Loveliest kid in the world. Crazy mom for show.
Yeah, so each of us, and we're going to tell you a little bit about why we started this podcast, like what it means to us. So I'll go first. It's your girl, Cold World, and I started this podcast because I feel like there are so many people that live our lives, like our same exact lives.
That's on TV.
Yes, that's on TV, but not even that. Like, realistically, like, you guys might see us out at a party or like in public, and everybody always thinks that we turn up so much. But in reality, like, we're real life. We go through real problems. We have real issues. A lot of us, some of us, are real life crazy. Like, it's not a game. So this podcast, it means the world to me, because I feel like we get to share our stories and say how relevant and how real we are to people. I think that's the
And we live in Delaware and stuff, and also done.
Yes. We'd be bored.
No, I agree with Nicole, because we all will do different things, and the way some person might handle it, somebody else is going to handle it differently, but the way that person handle it might help you get through that situation. And I think that's important, regardless of, you know, whatever someone goes through, know and understand that we all go through things.
All right, so Courtney, what about you? What does this mean to you?
Yeah, I feel like it means so much, because anytime I have an issue, anytime I have a problem, these three girls know everything about me, everything I've been through. And so it's like, I just want to share things, experiences, funny stories, all of which are real. This is a reality, like, podcast, real life.
No, since we're talking about real, because y'all, the group chat that we go through in our text messages is the what? The Real Housewives of Delaware.
Yes.
And when we text, you know it's real, because if we go, we need a round table discussion. Mm-hmm. Everybody makes themselves available.
Yes, with wine.
Don't forget the wine.
Much wine. Yeah, like, I've been through so much, and then I just want to just share some things with people. And, you know, you never know what story that you may share may help someone. And plus, I'm tired of watching my life go down every Monday night on Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, New York, Hollywood. You know, Miami's coming. I'm pretty sure my life, like, some of my life stories is going to be on that one, too.
Yeah, she's up with a rapper.
Inspiring.
Or a drug dealer.
whatever you want, love me. But yeah, I'm like, dang, they collected a check. And I'm like, I really live this life. Like, it's nothing fake about the shit that I go through. And I'm seeing these people on TV with a script about shit that I really go through on a day-to-day basis. So I just want to share some entertainment with y'all. Some real entertainment.
Yes.
Nah. Man, I'm just here for the single moms, okay?
Hashtag Fine Middle Friday.
Okay. Yes. Or hashtag Savage Nine.
Fine Middle Friday, girl, because you know. Multiple hashtags beep. Are good.
Beep.
Besides the faces you see on Instagram, like, we're just so much more. Like, right now, I know that I'm going to law school. I also, in addition, am in my master's program, and I work full-time between all of that school. So,
and she tried to make it to the gym.
Yes, because I'm getting thin all 2017.
Thin mint, okay. AKA don't look like a whale on the beach.
Thin mint cold.
Because, you know, this is vacation squad.
I'm missing the gym right now.
We always around.
Okay. So, Didi, school, what you up to with...
Ooh, y'all. She graduated last January.
Last August.
I walked across the stage. Girl, I feel you, because that's what happened to me. They tried to put 2016 on a little thing. I said I was done in August.
Thank you. Hey, now. Praise him. So I am finished school, thank the Lord. I've contemplated going back for grad.
We're on real estate, baby.
I was going to get into that next. Definitely in real estate. If y'all need a house, you know, hit us up. I actually met somebody today that we can sell a house to.
Yes. We'll talk about that later, though. We got our PA license, too. Please hit us.
Yes, you know you need a house. Contact us. Anywho, but yeah, so I've done school, contemplated going back. We are now working full time. Also put myself through school working full time. So, and I work two jobs at one point in time. So, you know, everyone who out there who think they can't do it, you absolutely can do it.
Oh, unicorn D.
Yes, the black unicorn.
I mean, we here, but anywho.
Inspiring this whole.
Nah, do you want to talk? Because you sound like you want to talk.
I'm your ad-libbing. Yes, I'm your hype man.
I feel as though
Nicole does it better.
We should talk about Leon's mom next. What are you up to?
I'm out here to just try and be a single mom. Just, you know, working. Grinding.
You know, I'm not even going to shade you because you do it so well. I'm with you through the whole process, and I am, you know, whatever you need.
Oh, that's just my baby daddy.
Hey.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, shout out to the single mom, Joe.
Okay.
But, you know, from someone who's there secondhand, you know, I've watched her go through the whole process, and she is raising a young king. And I couldn't be more proud of him. Leon, not because he's my nephew.
No, but really the king. You know, like, it's great.
Excuse me, Joe.
God, mom, what you got to say about that?
Yes, he's the most awesome, annoying, like, handful.
Smarter, I know, yeah.
But also fill us in. So, what's going on with you?
So, I mean, back in school, getting that good old master's, you know, two semesters away from having that good old master's degree.
In what?
In fashion design management. Oh. Actually, international fashion design management. Mm-hmm. You know, your girl will be moving to Europe at the end of next year. Last semester.
Can I just say, we're going to Europe.
Like, reporting live from Spain.
This is cool. I think by then, we'll be blogging, and we're going to blog all our trips, since we always take a trip every other weekend, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yes, we just came back from Atlanta and New Orleans for Didi and I's birthday.
That's a perfect segue to story time. So, like,
my birthday is coming up December 11th, Sage Life. You know, we'll be in Cancun next weekend.
Wait for the story.
Yeah, so we'll get there into a little bit of, like, how we met, like, our connections, our vibes, like, things we've been through. Like, oh, my God.
I think we and I should start.
They're sisters.
We met at birth. We met at birth.
They're twins.
I've never seen anyone more better than her. I don't, you know, I've seen her vagina. I've seen everything about her. You can't tell me nothing about her that I don't.
Hashtag scheme tea.
Hey, now. Thank you. Been all over that thing.
Scheming without us.
No, we scheme with y'all too, but it's
we've been
different.
Scheming since diapers.
Yes, it's different. It's different.
Please make sure you add the hashtag with diapers.
We'll get to your story, but you're going last because you're their last friend to arrive.
I am. That is true.
Let's talk about how we met Courtney.
Oh, so
should I take the mic?
Yeah, you go ahead. You talk.
Because So their little brother, Didi and I's little brother, is my dad's godbrother's son. So I've known their, like, their brother basically since he was born, but I met them when Didi was about 9 and I was about 13. So I was 13 as well. And they came to my house and they didn't want to come in. They sat in a car. They were real standoffish, real rude and ignorant.
All I wanted to do was eat my pizza in peace.
And I was just trying to figure out why these little girls was just sitting out in the car. Little girls,
I'm older than you.
By what? A month isn't changed.
Oh, now it counts.
But anywho, I was like, they just, I don't like their attitude. Like, they just look real funky and they just seem like they got an attitude. But then,
resting bitch face.
Who knew that the resting bitch face and everything would have turned into a friendship of, like,
but that's not even say a friendship. That's not say a friendship because blood couldn't make us any closer.
Yes.
I don't care what nobody say. It ain't nothing you can do. Say you can't tell me nothing about her.
Cousins.
Yep, period. That's my cousin.
And Leon's godmother.
Yes.
Don't get fucked up. Don't try it. We didn't roll with each other. We didn't hit. Listen.
We done rolled out almost fucked bitches up. Laugh about it.
We done cut a couple bitches off. Like, we done been, we here for life.
We done been through the good times, the bad times, the tears, crying to the shoulders.
Absolutely.
Took wonderful, beautiful vacations.
Take trips together all the time.
Most importantly.
And like, anytime I have anything going on, they're the first people that I call.
I come through the story like halfway in.
Anything good, anything
bad. It's being there.
We're not in high school yet. We're at 9. Remember?
We're still
they
kids.
Were not on
we're
any vacation at 9.
We were
sure in Disney World.
Where were you foreign though?
We went to Outdoor World in the woods. Yeah. That was foreign. It was bears and goats.
It was out there. We were scared. As soon as we pulled up, we seen a bear. My mom said, we camping outside. I said, where?
But we had each other back since. Once we got on that little hump of attitudes and us, like, coming together. Like,
you know what? So I don't even know what made us, like, talk to each other. I can't remember what it was that made us actually go, like, oh,
our family
she's
members.
Cool.
Yeah. Us being around each other all the time.
We moved to Delaware.
Y'all moving to Delaware.
We moved to Delaware.
Because y'all was already living here and we were about to move here.
Yep. I think I moved like 3 months after us or something to Delaware.
Something like that.
And then we were just coming all the time. So we didn't have a choice. They forced us to be friends.
Pretty much.
And I'm just so grateful for us to be forced as friends.
Right.
Everything
okay.
Not forced as friends, forced as family. That's correct. Okay. Because she's
well,
not
we
a
had
friend.
We had to force to be friends and then things grow.
Okay. I'll take that. Whatever.
Okay, now, Nicole, are you ready to come in?
We're in high school. All right, so I'll introduce this story since, you know, we're in high school
since
now.
Since Didi brought this annoying girl onto the group.
Everyone did think Nicole was annoying. I'm so sorry, guys.
I still do. But I'm the nicest one, so just for everybody listening.
I'm
annoying because I'm the nicest.
I just want to say she's come such a long way.
Mm-hmm. Won't you do it?
I used to live with her. We.
But, you know, we appreciate her. She's so genuine, and you don't meet genuine people in today's, you know, age. And you got to hold on to those people, you know. She's one of those people that will go above and beyond for anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, if she loves you and she fuck with you, like, you
it's
dare,
for
you
life.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Until you betray her.
Okay. And then I'd be like, who?
Until you still have
like,
friend.
Knock, knock. Gemini.
Wait, before we get into that,
nice to
we're going
to
talk about the story.
Gemini
so.
Season.
You know, see high.
Okay.
So we met her at Christiana High School. We became friends. That was 9th grade.
Yes.
Gym class with AJ and, you know, everybody
it's a party.
Else.
Shout out to AJ. That was a good class.
We had a good year. But yeah, I don't even know what made us kind of start talking. It was just...
We had all our classes together. Girl, it was homework.
AP and, you know, honors.
Stressed out. Like, did you do
together.
The homework?
Yes. Yes, that AP push.
Yes.
For who y'all don't know that was AP history.
Yes.
Who cares?
Stressed.
No, we were stressing when you brought her home and she started talking to him.
But now he's like my bestest friend.
And
now,
because we're gonna talk about how me and Nicole, honestly, no, don't get us wrong. I still, my girl, I do anything for her. But we not even as close now because her and I are more close than I am.
No,
so.
Because y'all had a whole falling out.
Yeah.
Over a game of Taboo.
But like,
it wasn't called by Taboo, but they let all the emotions spill.
Yeah. You know what?
Life happens, yeah.
I don't know what
was
about those emotions.
I think it was a lot.
I felt as though, I'm going to be honest, I felt as though you came for me about my, you know, my wrongdoings in life. You know, I may have fucked a nigga over too.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't mean my best friend had to get on me about fucking a nigga over.
Well, it's never, never getting on you. Like, that's the thing. That's what I never got. Like, I would never judge
you. Were you there that night?
I was. And maybe my delivery was off, but you should know as your friend, like, I love you, yo. So I would never, ever.
Is this therapy or a podcast?
Life, it's a therapy. I would never in my life, okay. Like, I will only tell you that as a friend.
I told you, she's emotional, guys.
Because I love her.
Moving right along, let's upbeat this a little bit. Yeah, and I was introduced to Nicole via DD.
And I was like,
Brother flock together, you know, their family members, they both annoying and shit. But I love Nicole to death, but she's aggravating. She's the sweetest, most aggravating person that I know. But I wouldn't trade her in for the world.
She's like one of the little cats that keep like coming up to you, like rubbing against you. Like, just,
yo, if I don't respond to the group chat, y'all, they'd be like, Nicole,
Real Housewives of Delaware.
Wait, when Courtney doesn't respond to the group chat.
Okay,
Courtney is busy.
Courtney works.
Courtney covers the whole tri-state every day. She's in Philly, Jersey, and Delaware. I be out here. I work in Jersey. I go to school in Philly. I live in Delaware. On any given day, I'm in at least two states. An hour drive to an hour drive from.
So if you don't have time to be responding to group chat, that means you need to call somebody on speed dial. If you when you hit one number, all our phones supposed to ring. Don't try it.
Well, how about
she has Facebook likes.
I was about to say the same thing. She's
having a great day.
She loves to post on
the
Facebook.
The weather outside, you know, everybody loves me, so I gotta let them know. Like, I'm okay today.
Oh, we're not important enough.
I'm good. I'm here in person, in the flesh.
I know. I just figured out on this therapy session that we actually shouldn't be friends. Why are we doing this?
You know what? You're right.
Don't
rock with me.
They don't really fool me.
They don't fool with me.
I'm like the person somebody had a problem with, I think. I'm so neutral.
No, that one time we didn't talk for a month.
Oh, they didn't talk for a month.
That was so annoying.
I was like, did you talk to Didi?
Nobody was happy.
No, yeah. It was
Didi really... cut her hair and everything. It's like a breakup. Like she.
I did. I went through a whole breakup.
It ain't real unless she cut her hair or die. And she
Didi,
definitely
wait,
breaks
no, 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 no,
She
no,
broke
no,
up
wait.
With me too.
No, unless she cut her hair, she lose weight. That's when it's real. And I cut my hair, so y'all knew it was
I
real.
I dyed my hair and cut it.
Let me tell you how annoying they were. I had Nye telling me about Didi and Didi telling me about Nye. Me just like y'all sisters, like, can y'all just like get it together? Like,
it's so funny because that was the first time we had never talked. Like, I didn't even know what to do.
It was a whole month.
How do you do that?
She was coming to my son's basketball games and not speaking to me. You at my son's game.
Wait, I was taking Leon to dinner. I was like, go tell your mom I'm taking you to Buffalo Wild Wings. We going to go get them.
And I was like, bah.
But what y'all don't know is y'all, Didi's petty.
So
she
not
holding a grudge.
Yeah, they don't know
Nye's
Didi.
A Libra Didi. Too.
But you hold, you're
petty.
A September one. You hold a grudge.
Nye's a selfish Libra. So what are you saying?
Know, but you hold a grudge,
what?
Didi.
I have a kid. I'm
you're
a single mom. Did y'all hear that? That's all I said this whole podcast. Single mom.
But
so what's up?
So I'm about you. You have the grudge. Yo. I was like, did you talk to Didi yet? She not talking to me, so I'm not talking to her.
That was nice.
Nye ran away.
Yes. So let's talk about it. Let's talk. So no. So let's be clear. Yep. Let's be very clear. So the argument wasn't even with me originally. It was with our mother. It was with mommy.
Yeah.
It was with mommy.
Because she
y'all
can't mind her business.
Y'all got to argue.
Hey, mom. Shout out to my mom.
About a situation that had nothing to do with me. I consoled you on the steps. You wanted to go out. I was tired as fuck. After you
we were supposed
cried,
to go out.
After you cried and took a shower, I thought we was going to bed. Like, I was so confused.
Didi's always ready to sleep, y'all.
Always. So I go and I knock on my door and I'm like, all right. You know, I'm on the phone with Courtney. I'm like, are you going to answer open the door? She never answered the door.
I'm getting dressed.
So I go back down to my bed. She storms in my room. Oh, so you ain't going nowhere. I'm like, well, where were we going? You took a shower.
Our original plan was to go to work and go out. And, of course, I'm taking a shower before I go out. Putting some fresh clothes on. I've been at work all day.
Did you just cry in my arms? I thought we was done. I thought we was going to see y'all. Y'all ever, wait, pause. So have y'all ever had a good cry where you cry and you're like, all right, man, I just need to go to sleep. Like, I'm tired.
Didi, you go to sleep after anything.
Didi's ready to sleep. Sleep has
to I took
Didi.
A good poop. Time to go to sleep. Like, Didi.
Took a good meal. Time to go to sleep. Had a good day. Time to go to sleep. Had a bad day. I'm going to sleep again, too.
Why don't you have to go to
wait,
home?
Had a good nap. Time to go back to sleep.
Amen.
I got time for that.
Didi, dog, it's not that time. Get up, bro. She didn't used to be like this. Didi was so much. Didi used to be able to drink, y'all, and she'd be like up. Now, like, if Didi drinks,
and then life hit her.
I'm a grandma. I'm in a cool, uncool, committed relationship, so I just be trying to go to sleep.
What is the unquotes?
It's Where's hard. The nigga?
there's a problem.
What relationship is this? With your pillow? Bruh. She's
right now, I'm yeah. Good too.
I'm sorry.
Don't disrespect me. We'll get to that.
Alrighty then. Well, since we got that out, then we're talking about our relationship and where it all stemmed from.
Okay. Yes.
And I know people do actually hate me.
And they think I'm so weird.
I don't think I've ever had a falling out with Courtney, though. I think we're good. I think we're the only
No, that, that time in New Orleans, man, I thought she was about to box. Y'all was going to each other for like 3 days. I was like, why are we so angry? Me and Nicole just looked at each other like.
So we've been to New Orleans, y'all. That's one of our mini vacations. It was such a good time.
Let me tell you how my mom came over my house for Thanksgiving. I had all my beads on the table from New Orleans. She said, you must have showed a lot of titties. You got all these beads.
Well, wait.
Didi and Nicole didn't.
They sure did. We showed up titties for everybody.
I got nipple pierced for no reason. Okay. Let's be clear.
But, like, the gag is, y'all, she was so ready. She was talking in the cash.
Her man must have called me. Like,
I must show all my titties, y'all. I got these piercings. It's my nipple versus the ring.
It's my nipple versus the ring.
Let's get t-shirts made. We're gonna be flash.
Yeah, they just dashing. Like,
okay. I'm looking like this us.
nobody got me
like Diddy. Let it rip.
Cause she was so excited. She talked cash shenanigans, y'all. Cash.
All I gotta say is nobody got me drunk enough to show my titties to America.
Girl, she didn't want to get drunk
enough. No white people on the balcony. Was that wasn't America.
And what about you, Nicole? Why you ain't showing titties?
I'm trying to make America great again.
You still showed me.
Yes, I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah. Your mom prayed that night.
They're born and they're not pierced.
I mean, you don't know what they are now, girl, because you haven't seen them.
Nobody has.
I don't want to see them.
Moving right along.
You're right, nobody has.
We've been on 10 vacations. You think somebody seen them titties? Girl, we seen them.
No, so remember when we was in DR, and I actually did go topless in DR.
Did you?
We got pictures. Yes, I have pictures.
Oh, yeah, in the ocean.
Yes, you did. I did.
It was me. She did, but not for long.
The pictures was horrible, though.
Yeah. They were.
They never got posted.
We'll take some more in next weekend in camp.
Yeah. But even Sorry though, like, when you go to New Orleans...
She'll show them anyway.
Yes. When you go to New Orleans, like, they hail the bees at you, though. Like, remember we was walking down Bourbon Street?
No. They were angry because... No, they hail them at you if you don't flash. Yes. That's why you got hit with bees.
I didn't get hit with no bees.
Well, they politely toss
them. Y'all know what I got. Now I got sex offerings.
That's another episode, though.
No, we're here. So, because I don't understand as to why we didn't have this $5,000 when we got home. Now I got offered $5,000 to get hit. Not to give head, to get hit.
Well,
we don't have this $5,000. I told her I was going to stand in her room. I was going to make sure she was good. I was going to hold the key for her because she was going on Pornhub.
Can we get to how, but like, the reason that, like, we got that for her is because Nye loves the day.
She loves okay.
Like, Nye meets a man wherever we go. It doesn't matter where we go. Nye's going to meet someone.
Hashtag bad and bougie.
And she
loved it. Like, she dragged them to every place that we're at.
I was like, how did I drag him? Hashtag charitable men. Yeah. I always find a charitable man. That's why I don't come in my pocket for nothing.
Yes.
And neither do they when they with me. So they should be respected and toasted.
We're grateful. But no, because you know what? I heard I'm the gravitational friend and they come because of me, but I don't like talking to them, so they take y'all.
Who told you that? You told
me. My face hand.
You told me that. Who told me that?
If anything, I'm the gravitational.
She's the meanest one. No, they talk to y'all because they don't want to talk to me, but they be trying to like get in good.
Deep. Next subject.
Yeah. She started lying.
She just boosted herself.
Her bae that she loves so much told her, like, you the gravitational.
She be coming for you, double D.
Wait, how she got left off bad and bougie?
Did I do it right?
Yes. Like, who told Diddy that?
Moving on.
Y'all gonna take a trip without me, so yes, continue.
Yeah. I mean, that's because
we might need to and see if we can test our skills with gravitation.
First of all, summer league.
Your nigga was there. One of your niggas was there.
Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Of course his friends came.
Of course you got gravitated.
Yeah. Like, they.
You went there. You went there knowing he would be there.
You gravitated us to the trip.
That is true. No, we didn't go on the trip because of him.
I brought my
niggas. It just all so happened it was the same weekend.
How convenient.
It was the same weekend as NBA Summer League. That's what made us want to go. It was the same weekend as NBA Summer League.
I didn't care about it. I just wanted to go, period, for that weekend.
We go to Vegas every year.
Right. Courtney,
it wasn't that
not Courtney. Nicole missed missed that trip.
Yeah, I didn't.
That was a good trip, though.
Another one.
We got in everybody's section, we met everybody. I turned around at one point. I'm like, hey, what's up, James Hurd? How you doing?
Zaddy.
So let's talk about how, what's his name? Marcus Smart from the Celtics. I should have begged him.
Who am I supposed to be name-dropping?
No.
I can name-drop him.
He's famous.
No, now I still got his number somewhere. Name-dropping. She can text him anytime if she wants to.
I'm not, though. But once I seen the next season, because I didn't know.
Can we talk about how you thought she was texting somebody else and it was actually him and you almost went to his room?
I almost slid to the room. Crickets.
I'm moving right along. I thought it was my ex, but it wasn't. And then he FaceTimed and I was like, woo. Glad I didn't pull up on
wrong,
him.
Wrong person.
when you don't save numbers.
Pause. He was sending an Uber for her and I was like, oh, I'm on my way.
And not an Uber pool.
Like, who is 302? Who is 758?
What area code?
No, they be random. Mm. It be the text message app, you know. Mm. They be texting 9 from the text message.
I got that downloaded.
Yeah. So anyway, back to my story. I'm kind of regretting that I didn't talk to him a little bit more and entertain him more because I could be a Celtics wife. Like, I'd be wearing green every week, and I'm actually a Celtics fan. So it's kind of sad, but it's cool.
What does your new boo do?
Nothing, because I ain't got one.
Ooh,
what's yours do?
Pause.
Probably sell drugs like the rest of them.
He out of jail?
Trap king.
No. Trap queen. So whose birthday did we go to New York for?
My birthday was in New York.
Oh, that time I locked myself in a bathroom.
She had to drown herself. She had to Whitney Houston herself.
She was
litany.
We
were in the pizza spot.
Oh, that pizza was so.
And one of our charitable men bought us pizza and sponsored our weekend.
I just want to say shout out to OG Bobby too.
Oh, dope.
We wasn't close to. Can we bleep that?
But that's not.
I just called him a charitable man.
Anybody who was in Mexico know who OG is, and they probably know who the whole census is. We're moving along though.
But they know.
We at the pizza store.
Great guy.
I remember I had buffalo chicken. That's all I remember for the rest of the night. And then after that, I remember throwing it up. I threw my brains out, and I locked myself in the bathroom
with the tub filled up. She tried surfboard with nobody.
No, what it was?
The tub was filled up.
I got in a tub. I got cold. When I woke up in the middle of the night, I got cold.
You did wake up.
And I got in a tub.
A throw up. And water.
I got a
cold throw up in water.
It wasn't even her birthday.
Yeah, it was not a cold birthday.
Before that, I was in a club. I was in a club in my white skirt on the floor.
I kept picking her up.
That's because she was
looking at me. Yo, you had a bad night that night.
I did. That was on that Patron.
I never knew.
Patron out the bottle.
I think it was Patron and Henny.
And Henny straight to the face.
Straight.
I never knew it was that bad.
Double fisting.
Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Savage.
I'm sorry to hear that. You had a lot of it. Your birthday that year.
Well, my 21st birthday doesn't count.
Why not?
I was 21. I was also having a good time.
That was terrible.
That was the worst one.
Long time.
Nicole.
Bad time.
Now you have any bad birthdays?
Of course.
No. Yeah, she had.
That's 25.
Don't speak gay, man.
No, wait. Well, you remember? You remember what Nicole put the bag around your head and she tried to like choke you?
my 90s thing.
You put it around your head. You was that drunk. You just rolled
your
head.
No, you did that in the thing.
I wasn't capable of doing anything. Everybody was in my back seat
almost suffocating because Nicole wrapped the bag. She put the bag like on both her ears and over her.
But did you get thrown up in your car
like a ShopRite bag?
It was a black like construction trash bag.
But did she throw it in your car?
She got it around my ears.
She got holes.
You cut them or you poked them?
Girl, you was lit.
You was trying to be a good friend.
Yes,
I was trying to make sure you was good.
Because, you know, we try not to have throw up in cars. Like, Didi did that one time. She ate both. So, now Didi can't eat both chicken and drink. So
what car have I ever threw up in?
No, you remember we was in. Where was we at? We were at a school, like a college.
No.
And you had, like, you were sitting in the middle, like the middle row.
So, that was an experience with me and Nicole. And we was with some other people that we knew. And we was out in, like, Maryland or something somewhere. And I'm sitting in the middle. First of all, I don't know who put me in the middle of a backseat. So I'm in the middle of the backseat and I start heaving. Mm-hmm. And throw up right in my
hand. That made me feel
like holding it like a cup. I was like,
did you take it away from her?
No, girl. I was like, pull the car over.
Like, Diddy's throwing the car
over. I forgot about that.
We got her like a McDonald's cup because, you know, that's back when McDonald's was okay.
And Leah was never okay. And she just, she like filtered the throw up out her hand into the cup. And then, like, we threw the cup out the window.
Yeah, I forgot about that experience. Wow. Yeah. I mean, but since we bringing up experiences, because Nicole, don't act like you ain't had no experiences.
Oh, that was a bad time.
Don't call.
That time in D.C.? That was big shout
that
out to you.
That was for Corey's birthday.
Yes, that was a bad time. I never get drunk on anybody else's birthday. I just wait for my own birthday.
Listen, yo, we got Uber in the middle of the street. Me and Vicky, shout out to her. She lives in D.C. In D.C. They went back to their other hotel because we were in two different hotels.
In December.
Mid-December.
It was freezing. And little teeny dresses.
Hopped out of Uber. Middle of the street. 7-Eleven. We left with food. I don't know how we bought it.
They had no money.
No money. Not a dime. We like dropped food in the middle of the 7-Eleven, left it on the floor, and walked out with food. Yeah, Shout out to the guys, whoever they are, who paid for our food.
Them charitable men, we appreciate
you. We appreciate you.
Look at that. She gravitating for herself.
You ain't need me that night?
Yeah. We ain't need you none of the nights. So. But anyway,
gravitate so early from last vacation.
Hashtag but gravitate.
No, Courtney had a great time that birthday too. She was on top of a speaker, thinking it was a stage.
I thought it was a stage.
The bouncer came and politely picked her up and.
No, she got down on my shoulder. She got down on both our shoulders.
But which time?
No, when we was on the speaker, I helped her up on the speaker and had to help her down on the speaker.
Why you help her up there?
It was a ratchet moment.
She wanted to get up there. She took her shoes
and I got up on the stage and I had a good time until the guy came over and he was like, "You have to get down." I said, "But why, sir? It's my birthday." He said, "This is my speaker.
We got a whole section." She decides, "I want to get." Forget disrespecting a couch. You want to disrespect my speaker?
I disrespect the whole shit.
y'all know that's me. I disrespect anything that I can stand on.
Speakers, people, it doesn't even matter.
That's about how we can't go out unless we have a section, because let the record show I'm not going out unless I have a section, unless I can rest my feet and be comfortable and drink as much as I want.
Yes. She's lit in the section, y'all. We was in Atlanta.
Bottomless Duce. That was nice. She got Joseph. She got hashtag Josephine gangbang.
Okay, so can we tell the story? Because that sounds really terrible.
I died. Like,
just hear it. Yeah. The night, it was her birthday.
Damn.
Yes.
20-something.
Yes.
I'm telling my age.
You're beautiful. Regardless.
She meant 30-something, but continue.
Close enough.
But yeah, so we were in the club. We were at the club in Atlanta. Great time. DJ was trash. But like, we wouldn't know. We were drunk.
I don't even remember.
Jim said he was trash.
All I come here is birthday girl.
Birthday chick. We had like bottomless Henny. I think we
probably bottomless Deuce.
Lord.
And hookahs had never ran out of coal.
So was it Jim, July, all of them. Eli, shout out to them.
Because they have girlfriends. They act like they don't got girlfriends.
Ooh, wait. Yeah,
that was shady. That's all my niggas. Shout out to y'all.
Ooh, we know who y'all are. It's shady.
Skin's here.
Yes. But yes, so shout out to all of them. We had a great time. Nye threw her brains out. Carried her out of the bathroom. Shout out to Jim and Deshaun.
And when you see the pictures, they look so inappropriate. So
I walked across the highway, no shoes on. Shout out to Jersey.
No.
I think Jersey.
Shout out to Courtney Dopestel for making my birthday outfit. Yes, it was a surprise.
Was woo. I knew about it.
That was the best part of the trip. You didn't know about it till the day before. Green.
But it was in a cloud.
Yes, so I was definitely sparkling. Green. But this outfit that she made me, she really thought I was J-Lo at the Grammys back in when she went with Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And she had to show them nipples.
She was like, "Let the nipples free." We were back in New Orleans. I love the outfit. I was bomb. But when I got outside, after being drunk and people trying to hold you up in your head, look, never mind. Anyway, moving on. So, shout out to Jim
and Deshaun
because they carried me. But the pictures look so inappropriate. It looks like Josephine gangbang.
Y'all will never get to see the pictures because
we don't post them.
My titties is out. My face is in a bag again. I have one nigga in the back of me, one nigga in the front of me. It's definitely a gangbang.
It's like the low quality.
It looks like something bad was about to happen, and the police let them leave with me like that.
Yeah, we drove. They drove home. Don't drink and drive, yo. I'm an advocate. Do not drink and drive, yo.
Always have a designated driver.
Or call Tipsy Toe. They will tow your car.
Call
for
an Uber.
What?
Tipsy Toe.
Y'all remember our sober friend we used to have?
She never wanted to drive.
Girl, I think she was drinking at
the girl. She's the only person that's sober and she never wants to drive. She lets all the drunk girls drive. Not that we drove drunk, but just saying, we had to make her drive.
Yeah,
but
that's like unfortunate to like have a designate. It's like having a doctor in your family and getting sick with a like incurable virus. And they're not trying.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a sore topic for me. That was really my friend, y'all. And then I don't
and
know
now
what
she's
happened.
Not.
Yeah, it's like.
That's crazy. I don't respect it.
It's like, I'll take your man, that song, you know. It's
not
just,
your friend, man. Right, Nicole?
Yes, because that was, I guess you could call him. No, I wouldn't even call him my name.
Well, he was my robber.
Yes, and he was spending the check. Shout out to all the dates we went on. Thank you, boo.
Still in her phone. So let's tell about this story. So since this is our first episode and, you know, it's down to the final four.
We want to talk about, yes, won't he do it? He has released those people from our lives that were no good from us.
Plenty have came, but many have gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, those have stayed. We appreciate y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
We're going to have y'all on here. But, you know, those that we've lost, we're going to talk about it. Talk about it, Nicole.
I don't even want to say that was my man. So, like, how many females out there, like, I just feel like there's a certain girl code. And I guess that was my issue, right? So, like, for a certain girl code, I think that, like, what you're supposed to do is, like, okay, if that was a man that talked to me, that went on dates, like, I don't care what he told you. He was spending the check. Like, I've kissed him before. Like, we haven't had sex, but we've slept in the same bed before.
And
like,
that's your childhood friend.
Friend.
Crush.
Like, that's genuinely my friend.
And how they met was through y'all on a Vegas trip.
Yeah.
And she knew y'all history and why he was there and who he was there
for.
Well,
I'm not going to lie, though. Because at the time, you know, me and Nicole weren't on that good of terms.
Which
and
all friendships go through, you know.
And I was on better terms with her. So when she asked me about it, I was like, cool. Like, because from my experiences with, you know, their situation, it wasn't that deep. I knew y'all talk, but I didn't know y'all talk.
I mean, I wouldn't even say, like, I guess we talked, but, like...
But it was to the point where, you know, at the end of the day, I knew y'all history, cool, but I didn't know that y'all had a history in regards to y'all talking about being together, that whole intimate... It wasn't intimate, yeah. But it's one of those things where it's a respect thing. It's a girl code, and she kept saying, you know, I'm gonna talk to her. I was like, yeah. She tried to talk to you at a mutual friend's birthday party, and I was like, that's not cool. You're not finna ruin her birthday because you want to talk to her about some stuff that ain't got nothing to do with her, so... I personally felt like that was the right time, and I shut that down. Yeah. At the end of the day, she had your number. If she wanted to talk about it, she should have talked.
And I think that's the thing. So the only thing is that, like, we've shared stories about this man. We've shared stories about a lot of stuff. And I think that with me, I think I don't even care. Like, they're in a happy, committed relationship, and shout out to them. Like, best of luck to you. But I think it was more of, like, the conversation. Like, even when you lose friends, it's more of the conversation. Like, had you come to me and said, yo, I really like him. I really want to be with him. Like, I think he's for me. I'd be like, sure, have a ball. But why am I scrolling on Instagram? Like, this is a surprise about a girl that I call my friend.
And which I definitely agree with. And I, you know, I've apologized for my position in the situation. You know, and we're going on that. But, I mean, like, it is what it is. If they happy, let them be happy. Like, yeah. Karma comes back around.
Listen,
that's
like
all we got to say.
But that's not the only friend we've lost like that. Like,
no. We had a situation with a friend.
First off, that was my situation. Don't even call it my situation. That was my situation because I was minding my business.
I mean, I just think that, like, I just wasn't here for it. Like, and you shouldn't have been here for it. You was, like, a little bit humble about it, but you shouldn't have been here for it neither. Like,
but as her sister and the fearless leader.
Let's be clear. That nigga ain't going nowhere. Ain't been nowhere. He gonna always be here. Okay. Regardless if we ever been together or not.
Shout out to him.
Whoever he may be.
But, once again, we lost a friend like that.
The big bitch.
Yeah. Oh, long nipple having ass.
Nice and nudes in the chair. I was a
mama. I think with these situations, it's the other female because me and Didi almost had a situation, quote unquote, but I'm unfuckable. So
first of all, I didn't
go back
pause,
from us, so it really didn't matter.
I had bull first. Didn't fuck with him like that when I was with him.
But he let him buy you shoes, take you to concerts.
Y'all no, that wasn't that. Wait, because we
in his head.
We had two situations.
I can't think of the other one.
So we had the first one, you know, college days. That was college, and you know he was taking me out, you know, showing me a real good time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he tried to eat a corny pussy, but I didn't care. wasn't my nigga.
That's community property.
You know, we bank headbands all over that thing. He wore Leon some shoes too. All I'm saying is, Courtney, you should have got yours out of the deal too.
He was definitely a charitable man.
You know, respect those charitable men. Don't disrespect to no none of them.
If that shit
ain't
lame,
no fun, if your homies can't get in,
just stay in it, yo. Listen. Girls need you in your lane, just like
we appreciate you.
Okay,
it's what it is. So the other guy was like, I was young. The other guy was in the military, and I messed with him like younger days. And then Courtney
I should
always
never mess with
Courtney. Always taking my leftovers, y'all.
Girl, no, I don't know leftovers.
She be hungry.
You hungry as hell, Courtney? Damn.
First of all, your nigga, the other situation, I don't even know, like. That whole situation was weird because he was all in my face. I didn't approach him.
I didn't know we was in a relationship either. He
come
was up in his mind.
Right.
Y'all did everything together. Like, y'all was goals.
Like, you fucking with my cousin, but you in my face. Like, I don't understand.
You know what, though? When they started messing, it was like just... That was my reason to stop fucking with him. This was awesome because I was like, all right, cool. I didn't got enough. We out here. Got a slide. I was like, you know what?
I honestly forgot about him.
Which one?
The military. Or charitable. Okay.
Yeah.
I did too until she said something. I'm like, oh.
Because I was talking about the other one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Charitable man.
Great guy.
Appreciate you. If you ever need, you know, if you ever want to come back around, I'm here.
Listen.
I still accept all guests. Oh, you got to text me back first.
Excuse me, Leon wears a size 1 nail.
Yeah, he has some big ass feet. His shorts like 150 nail. Come around.
What's up? Yeah, birthday so coming up.
It's just so amazing how like you can go through so much with people. You guys can fight. You guys can argue. You can lose friends. You can get friends. You can have different friends, and like you can just remain and take. And so I think
I take everybody mean but Charles.
I take
husbands.
Well, you prefer husbands. It's specialty.
It's not what I prefer. I don't prefer anybody else's man, but it just keeps finding me. Like drug dealers find
you. An athlete, yes,
like drug dealers do find you.
I don't know how or why.
And
ball
players do find you, boo. Me and I don't just put me out there.
Like you, I mean, no.
What I gotta do to attract a different type of man?
No, she had one coach. And two coaches.
Who was a ball player?
Oh, I'm right. I'm sorry. You did have
two coaches. Not that many ball players, though. The ball players is your thing.
I had
football,
two.
Basketball.
I had three.
shout out to the professional athletes.
Yeah, no.
Still waiting on hockey.
We respect all y'all professional athletes who be trying to be low key, who be cutting that check. Respectable, charitable man. We appreciate
it. It ain't tricking if you got it.
You see, but I just want to ask a question.
I just want to.
Like, I don't know what it is about me. I attract a certain type of guy. Like,
I know. You sure do.
I don't know
botany.
Why.
It's because you're botany. So let's give the story right. Extra. So we're going to say botany. You guys will hear us say botany a whole lot. And people will say, you know, like,
hashtag.
What is botany? And we got to shout out Dean because he started. If you guys are familiar with Insecure,
with gang members,
y'all know how on Insecure when they say
Malibu or Kardashians, when they say Bible.
We were all in the house Friday night, right? We're like, we're gonna start a podcast, and we need
not even that. We were just like, we needed something. So like, when I'm telling the truth, and it may possibly hurt your feelings, or.
Any whatever the case may be, you can't take no offense to
it.
Yeah, you can't take no offense.
So it's like it's kind of like saying I swear to God, or you know, don't take it personal. But
real rap.
So we were.
I was like, girl, your kitchen is nappy. Oh, I gotta be like
botany.
Your kitchen is nappy. Yes. So it was like, oh.
Or Bobby, girl, you was tricking yesterday.
That or Bobby, you look crazy.
Yes.
Bobby, so like, that outfit, them shoes is whack, Nicole.
And then
they're putting Jones in the
oven. I tried to throw them things out.
Them shoes,
Nicole's favorite
shoes.
Corkscrew gladiator.
Shoes tough for walking. And that's just what they'll
do. Courtney, I know you're not talking with these prints that you be putting together. We be like, Courtney.
I've been guard.
So like, we're all in the house right on a Friday night, and shout out to then we were talking about Insecure. You know how he be like,
No, it happened because Courtney was talking about all the blood she used to
mess when she lived in Vegas.
Bang, bang, court.
You know, with a blood in Philly, one in Vegas. You know, you deal with a couple bloods and they never let you live again. So
the blood that had the silk pillow.
Oh, the old
hair.
The
hair, because he's fancy, right? He keep her hair nice when she
Mom, she got two gangsta braids right now.
Pleasured.
And we just had to talk about how she was botting, you know, like beep and beep.
We're like Borax Beach. The boy
from Insecure. Shout out to Insecure, though.
Yeah. Issa.
And then watch that new show. What is it called? When I just started, we was watching.
She gotta have it.
It's good. It's like the low level Issa, but
no,
I like her.
So apparently, it's like
a movie.
No, yeah, the movie. So the movie was the original Spike thing and the whole thing. So maybe he started it first. Maybe he didn't. Our generation knows Insecure, and that's what we're going to reference it to. It's just like Insecure. It actually is a good show, though. So it's if y'all want to catch it, it's on Netflix.
Big Mary Jane, I feel like.
Yeah, because she's like very sexually free.
Yeah,
I don't
watch it. It's only one season. Watch it.
It's cool. Whatever.
I stopped watching it a long time ago, but she was free.
Yeah, so we've just been through so much. So you'll hear all about it. So you guys got to keep tuning in. For not even just, like, our stories, but for, like, other people's
stories. The up-and-coming stories. Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of people on our podcast. We're definitely going to have...
Good people will have DJ Premium. We'll have Dre. We'll have...
They're all from the Too Much Souls podcast.
Mills, yeah, we'll have Mills.
Mills coming on. Y'all know Mills.
Don't forget Ajanelle.
Yes, Ajanelle's lit. So we'll have everybody on there. We'll, you know, talk about real life issues. I think we have some episodes. We have, like, what, the whole phase? We'll do.
We got, you know, the whole story. Yeah. We got
real life issues.
Let's talk about sex. You know, everyone has been through those experiences in their. They're different, and we don't want anyone to feel like, you know, they're judged for if you may have lost it, if you may have not lost it yet, you know, so, you know.
Interesting.
Or if you've only ever experienced, like, one person, you just want to...
We will talk about it.
And we'll also talk about all the trips that we go on. I know people are wondering who sponsors these trips,
or who doesn't sponsor these trips. I was at work the other day, and I was like, yo, like, can I have off for New Year's weekend? I'm taking off Christmas weekend, and I also need off for New Year's weekend. And my boss was like, well, where are you trying to go? Are you trying to go on another trip? I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to go to Atlanta, you know, for the weekend. He like, so how do you find all this money for this trip? Because, like, I know how much you make, and I was like, hey. Chill, you asking to me questions.
What's in Atlanta?
Moving
Jim.
Along.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy.
So stay tuned. We got the Reserve Nightclub. We got, you know, birthday parties. We got being locked in a bathroom. Everything from
we got Rehoboth Beach. We got a
Myrtle Beach. Y'all were in Myrtle
so
Beach.
So pretty much we have about, what'd you say, 14 years of stories?
Yeah.
Oh my God. To come along. You know, we got a lot of experience, a lot of things we've been through, a lot of things that y'all can relate. So make sure y'all tune in to hear about this.
It's going
to
be a good time.
We appreciate it. It's not a good time. It's a petty good time.
It's a petty good time.
Thank you for joining in, and we hope that, you know, you listen more.
Yes, follow us at the group chat podcast underscore.
Twitter and everything.
Because we always score.
We look forward to next time.
That's so athlete, y'all.
Bye. Cookies are